Adam Cravens, and Jane Ellen watch more movies each month than most people do in a year. Parental guidance suggested reviews new movies in theaters with no spoilers promise. These film nerds know their stuff.
Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And you have been to the movies.
The movies.
And what did you see? Was it 1917?
It was not.
Was it Little Women?
The year is 2020. I don't think Little Women is playing anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Somewhere. Just not here.
Let me guess. You want to the film that got 55% at Rotten Tomatoes.
That's basically kind of my threshold. That's what I look for. That's what I want.
So in the future, when someone asks you, what movie did you go to that had the Borg Queen in it, who was not the Borg Queen, you're going to say Gretel and Hansel.
Why did they have to switch it? Probably because they've been making movies with that name since like 1952, and they didn't want like whenever you searched for it in your Netflix queue for it, all of the other ones to come up.
Oh.
This way, they get to be the only one called. I mean, that's my assumption, because otherwise that's just kind of odd.
Okay. So tell me how this one begins. Is it in the forest with the poor family and the kids? And
this one is less if you'll watch like some of the previews for it, it feels like a horror movie. Like mm-hmm. It really wanted to be a horror movie, but it isn't quite a horror movie. It's more about like atmosphere and like attitude and less about narrative. It's almost kind of like a Tim Burton movie if Johnny Depp wasn't in any of them and everything didn't look like an exaggerated cartoon. Like, think like a more realistic Tim Burton film.
Does that kind of... Let's go even further.
Okay.
Let's say Tim Burton made The Lion King, only not as realistic, but not as Tim Burton-y.
Right. I think, like...
Is the movie animated, by the way?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not. No, it, like, the mother is unable to care for the children, so she just leaves them to their own devices. Like, it's...
And the children are how old?
I don't know the exact age.
Are they toddlers?
Or? They're not toddlers, but they're definitely not old enough to make it out there on their own. I would guess, like, you know, somewhere between, like, 8 and 11,
okay.
Something like that, yeah. And it's... like I said, it's just kind of dour. Like in the same way that like a lot of people are confused about like the plot of Blade Runner. But like anybody that's ever seen Blade Runner can sit there and tell you it's a gorgeous movie.
Mm-hmm.
Visually, like it's just a feast. But there's a lot of times they're like, all right, well, what exactly is going on? Explain the movie Blade Runner to me. And they're just like, well,
they're not us.
Deckard asked, like, it's almost like they kind of have to plod through. I'm not insulting Blade Runner. It's a gorgeous movie, but narratively, I think it slumps in some places. And this film is very much, like I said, in the great style of Tim Burton, it's all about like the aesthetic and less about the narrative.
And yet, this is not a Tim Burton film.
No, it's not. But that's the easiest kind of parlance I can draw.
Well, I'm just saying that because sometimes we talk about movies that we're not actually talking about.
Or sometimes we talk about movies that we're talking about, even though we've watched other movies.
Exactly, because we like to do that. So let's see. It was projected to make $8 million.
Well, I mean, the budget, I want to say, was around, like, $5
million.
Oh. So, like, this is one of those movies that, like, really, there's, unless it just has, like, a $200,000 opening, there's no way this thing doesn't end up making some profit. Kind of the...
Is this right? I must have looked... No, that's Hansel and Gretel. It's Gretel and Hansel.
Right.
Okay.
Not the one that had Jeremy Renner in it.
Right. I want to make sure.
The action movie. Like, they've reinterpreted this story a couple of times.
I was going to say, I don't think it made $55
million. No, on a $5 million budget, that would be spectacular.
I know.
That's not the film we're talking
Gretel
about.
Gretel and Hansel. Okay, again, it was projected to make just $8 million, but what did it actually make? Let me come on, Box Office Mojo. Come on. A long time ago, in a distant fairy tale countryside, a young girl leads her little brother into a dark wood in desperate search of food and work. Let's see. Well, the domestic gross was $6 million.
Okay, you've already covered, like, the budget of it right there. So, I mean,
it hasn't had a worldwide release yet. No, wait a minute. Or that is, no. It said domestic gross and worldwide gross were precisely the same. So I'm guessing it has only been released domestically so
probably,
far.
Yeah.
So if it only costs $5 million to make, it's going to make its money back.
Right, especially if it's already made $6 million. Like, even if traditionally, like in your like weekends, as long as you don't have like a gigantic drop-off, you make about half what you did the weekend before. Mm-hmm. So even at that, I mean, this thing probably more than likely triples its budget by the time it leaves theaters. And that's saying like video on demand or like Blu-ray sales or anything like that, like not tabbing that in. Like they're not going to make like a multi-million dollar sequel mm-hmm. to it more than likely. But whatever studio was that produced this, I want to say it was Orion.
It was Orion.
Which I'm going to say I haven't heard released a movie since like Mac and Me or RoboCop.
That's so funny.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
You are listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about what's in the theaters, and it is Gretel and Hansel. So by watching this, because it all hinges on the blood moon, do you feel you have a proper definition of what a blood moon is?
I don't know that I do. But I mean, like I didn't read up on. I don't know the extensive amount. Like, okay, Avengers Endgame. Going into that, I had a gratuitous
watch to see how long it took to mention Avengers.
I had a gratuitous amount of information going into it, having read comic books and watched cartoons for a number of years going into that movie. Hansel and Gretel. I think my grandma read the story to me when I was a kid, but like I think that's where it ended.
Oh. There are lots of definitions, and I'm suddenly bored with that question. But, yeah.
Standout performance definitely gets to go to the Borg Queen herself.
Was she in costume as the Borg Queen?
I really believe that, like, she was not wearing makeup in Star Trek First Contact. Like, I think that may just be the way. I've never seen her in a role that I was not just like, you are creeping me out.
And she reminds me of who again? Alice Krieg looks like the Angel and Constantine. Queen,
Tilda
Narnia,
Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
Okay.
I feel that whoever doesn't cast Tilda Swinton casts Alice
Krieg.
If
you kind of want like creepy androgynous kind
yes.
of yeah, I've done. You can't get better than the two of them.
No.
Like if they need somebody to, if they need to have like for some reason creepy androgynous sisters.
Why?
Oh
haven't
wow.
They.
Oh what? Like if they want to do like a version of that with the Odd Couple, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You have got the. I mean, I don't know how well that would, you know, sell on Broadway or whatever, but it's definitely a different take on that material.
I can't really think of any other androgynous women who play usually horrible
yeah.
characters, except for
the two of them,
Tilda Swinton and Alice Krieg.
And huh. I mean, and they do it to the hilt.
Yeah, I mean, but the point is, there's clearly room for that, so who's going to be next? I mean, Rebel Wilson is not going to be the creepy androgynous Borg Queen type.
Just because you've said that, I want her to prove you wrong.
I do too. I love her.
Like, for some reason, they decide to do that in the fourth. They're like, we're bringing the Borg Queen back, but this time it's Rebel Wilson. And everybody's like, oh, well, that's
different.
That's a unique decision.
Now, Johnny Depp could play the Borg Queen.
Yeah. He could do that. Or I don't know. He seems like he's getting less and less work these days.
I do want to point out the Borg are not in the film.
Just the Borg
Gretel
Queen.
Gretel and Hansel.
Just the Borg Queen.
Yes, just the Borg Queen, but not as, what is she again in this? She's the Wicked Witch?
It's not, that's from Wizard of Oz. I don't think this witch is wicked. She's just
a
hungry.
Witch.
She's just a hungry
witch.
Well,
wouldn't that make her, is she not wicked because she wants to eat children?
When I say Wicked Witch, immediately, you are picturing like the green-skinned, like black wearing, like witch hat, like broom riding, flying monkey. That's the Wicked Witch.
That's the Wicked Witch of the West. I meant Wicked Witch.
I guarantee you, we did a Family Feud style. Like, if I went out, I surveyed 100 people, and I said, which one of these people is the Wicked Witch? I guarantee you.
But I said, a Wicked Witch. Huh?
I'm,
is she a witch that is wicked?
I mean, if you eat children, like, even if you're not a witch, and you eat children.
I am not a witch. I am not a witch.
I'm going to go ahead and put it, you're wicked, regardless of whether or not, like, you're a witchy, witchy woman, like, okay, at that point.
All right. So.
And remember, only bad witches are ugly.
And your thoughts on this?
Again, and I know I've brought him up despite the fact that he had literally nothing to do with this. If you're really into, like, that Tim Burton-y kind of substance, like, and style, like, if you really like stylistic movies, because it's a pretty movie and it's very atmospheric, but there's not quite a whole lot of story. Like, the like the sets, like, the atmosphere, all of it.
Whoa, I have to interrupt.
Okay.
Usually, when I look at Rotten Tomatoes, and you do as well, usually if someone's going to dislike it more, it's the critic side. Usually.
Traditionally.
On Rotten Tomatoes, Gretel and Hansel gets a 56% from the critics, a 20% from the audience.
The only other time I've probably seen that kind of disparity was between Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, the way that they were almost just flip-flopped as far as, like, critics loved it, audiences hated it, and
wow. I just didn't expect that. Yeah, I just didn't expect it. Well, there you go. So don't run out and see it. But if this shows up on streaming media, you would probably go, it's not that bad.
I would say it's at least worth that, but it's definitely not a film that screamed to me that, like, this is a shared experience. Like, you must go out and see it with the masses. You need to see it on a giant screen and 7.1 surround sound.
And as we're discussing it, can you think of any of the retelling as a film of the story of poor little Hansel and Gretel? That's a great story, but on film, it's never really taken off, has it?
Do you know who probably needs to touch this story? Who I'm honestly surprised with their penchant for fairy tales that they have not?
Do tell.
Disney. Hmm. I mean, like, but there are two fairy tales in particular that I'm surprised that Disney has never touched. One of them is not Rapunzel, Rumpelstiltskin. Mm-hmm. Like, does that not seem tailor-made for, like, cast, like, I don't know, like, just I'm throwing out, like, Ian McKellen as Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, okay, but isn't Rumpelstiltskin just a small character in a larger story that they've already told? Sleeping Beauty?
No. Not Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpelstiltskin is not part of Sleeping Beauty.
No, no. That's somebody else.
Oh, wait
no,
a minute. Hold on. But there's a sleeping... He does a sleeping thing with the pricking
no,
of the finger.
No, he wants to take... No, he uses, like, spindles to turn straw into gold.
I know that, but it doesn't...
No, he...
Or am I combining a story that was on once?
You are...
Combining a
I think
story
you
that
are.
Was on once. Okay.
One of them spins, like, straw into gold. The other, if you prick your finger on the spindle, you fall asleep for, like, 100 years. Now, if she had to guess his name, or, like, he was going to take her baby or something.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, a big, like, 90s-style, like, Broadway musical-esque Rumpelstiltskin. Why has Disney not done that? And in the same way, doesn't Hansel and Gretel seem like it's kind of tailor-made for their brand?
Yeah, but still. So, the Miller's daughter. Okay, Miller's daughter. You're right. So she has to go and prove to the king that she can spin, and
straw
then she's
into gold.
Doing the finger pricking.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Actually, I don't think anybody pricks anybody's finger. I think he shows up and he's like, "What's up? I'm Rumpelstiltskin. I can do that, but tell you what, I'm gonna need something later, aight?" And then they fist bump and
so
comes
are
back
you saying Rumpelstiltskin would be perhaps Kevin Hart?
I would. You are.
You're welcome.
You are writing a film. Like, you can go dramatic. Like I said, you get, like, Ian McKellen in there, and he's, like, he's all, like, dramatic and creepy. Or you get Kevin Hart in there, and he's like, all right, listen, I can do that. But, like, I'm saying I want to watch that film. Do you not want to see the plush toy of Kevin Hart as Rumpel? See?
And I want The Rock to play the Miller, the father.
I would totally. Again, I am totally buying this movie right now. In the same, Hansel and Gretel. Like, there are enough little, like, Disney starlets and stars out there that you could get two, like, reasonably aged, like, teenagers, like, maybe to play Hansel and Gretel. Mm-hmm. Like, or you wanted to go Rebel Wilson. Get Rebel Wilson to be the witch. Like that, like wants to crap. It's going to be hysterical.
No, let's turn it over to the BBC and have them modernize Hansel and Gretel like they did Sherlock and Dracula.
Yeah, I'd watch that too. I'm just, all of these are better ways to do the thing that they just did for $5 million.
And yet they haven't done it.
I'm just putting it
out. And I do want to add an aside because I need to do this. In the ninth grade, most students study Romeo and Juliet. Of course, my children were advanced, so they studied Romeo and Juliet in the eighth grade. And what is shown is the DiCaprio film, which is what? Is that 20 years old?
I actually
have never seen it.
I saw it in the theater because my English class took a field trip because it was playing, because it was 96,
yeah,
I believe.
It's about 20-ish years old, and apparently, the eighth grade girls, anyway, that my youngest is in class with, I think they're under the impression that that's what Leo looks like now. Because at every opportunity, his name is brought up in hushed and awed tones of awesomeness, which he is awesome, but I just find it amusing.
He is boyish there.
Yes, he's really on the cusp.
When I saw that, I was not a Leonardo DiCaprio fan. I'm just like, oh, we have to take a stupid field trip to the stupid movies. I recognize now that it wasn't even, it's not even like a first world problem. It's not a problem at all. No. Like, it just, like, I was 16 and angsty or whatever. Yeah. But I say all that to say, like, I am a huge DiCaprio fan now. Like, I make it a point, like, I made fun of people for wanting to see, like, The Beach, like, in any movie that he had anything to do with stupid Titan. And now I'm the one that's just, well, Leonardo DiCaprio has a new movie out.
I know. I think he had to gain weight and lose it to win your respect.
Well, I don't think any of the tween girls were, like, knocking themselves over to watch, like, Once the Upon Revenant. A Time in Hollywood or The Revenant. Yeah, they're not just like, hey, let's go watch that bear try to kill Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Revenant is the first thing I brought up because I said, oh, you liked Romeo and Juliet? You need to see The Revenant.
What happens to that? Well, he gets buried alive because a bear almost kills him. Then he's got to crawl inside. I think it's a horse, like it's a tauntaun. Exactly. And they're just like, what's a tauntaun? And he's dead? What?
No, the Tauntaun saved him. But The Revenant, that's your DiCaprio.
I'll tell you, that film is a marathon right there. Like, it really when is. I saw it in theaters, I was just like, I feel like I've been through some of this. Like,
and yet, as I told my children, their eyes just glazed over. It's like, And a few years later, I know they'll watch it and go, oh, Mom was right.
Just not now.
No.
I mean, again, the same people that would appreciate, like, the pre-Titanic Leonardo DiCaprio are probably not the people that are going to appreciate The Revenant.
No, they're not. But
or Blood Diamond, or The Departed.
Or Django Unchained.
Or The Aviator. Just none of those.
Okay, anyway, the movie we reviewed is Gretel and Hansel.
Gretel and Hansel.
Leonardo DiCaprio isn't. Is it done with German accents, by the way?
No, but that would... I really want to... There's a whole lot of changes we need to make to this film.
I want it to be done with the same accents that was done in, Tarantino's, that one, the Germany one.
He's only done a couple movies.
But the German.
Right.
Yeah.
Inglourious.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. And that's my first change. If it's not done with accents, I'm not interested.
You know who would do a really good version of this?
Mr. Bean?
No. I was going to say let Tarantino have a piece of this material. Of course, that's all material. If you're anything you mention and you say, I wonder what Quentin Tarantino's I'm already in. I don't care what it is.
Okay.
Like if you're just like, hey, designing women, I'll be like, you know who could do a great take on that? Quentin Tarantino. And they're like, sure. Well, I mean, it would be original. I can't argue with that.
It would. The Sugar Bakers. That's another rabbit hole for another day. Thank you so much for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Gretel and Hansel. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.